Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up,
let The Burt Show be your texting tutor.
And we'll screw it up for you.
So we're about to help Julianne text one of her best friends. Her best friend has a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and she's trying to recruit Julianne to get in on this resolution also. Julianne doesn't want to, but the best friend is being very, very persistent, and she wants our help. So you text the best friend and go, hey, back off without hurting her feelings. Hey, Julianne.
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. All right. So tell us how we can help you.
Well, first, Happy New Year. Are we still allowed to say Happy New Year, Bert?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's what it is. Nah, you're 7 days.
This is the first time we're talking to Julianne in the new year, and it's January. Happy freaking New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, so the
new been a week.
The New Year has already brought on problems for you, okay? And it has everything to do with your friend's weight and not necessarily yours. So what's up?
Yeah. So, you know, my best friend, she made a New Year's resolution to lose weight and to, you know, get in shape and stuff like that. And she's just been pressuring me nonstop to make the same exact resolution. And, like, I get that she wants someone to join her to the gym and like hold her accountable or whatever, but I'm super happy with my body and the way it is. Like, I love my curves and, you know, my thick booty and stuff like that. And, you know, I told her I'm not interested, but she just keeps bringing it up and I'm starting to feel like hurt by it. Like, she's saying I should want to change. And like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't mean it that way, but I am starting to kind of feel offended and I need to put my foot down. And that's where I'm coming to you guys, because I want to text her to explain some boundaries and support her without, you know, the unnecessary drama or hurting our friendship or anything like that.
So she's kind of putting her values on you, saying that you should want to lose weight, which is sort of exactly. In a roundabout way saying, hey, you're overweight. If you want to get healthy, you should want to do this for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it's been phrased.
Cass, I'm sure you got a take on this.
I do, but I want to hear a little bit more, because right now I'm like, let's jump straight to making it awkward and be like, hey, you keep asking me to do this. Do you think I'm fat?
Yeah.
And see what she says.
I kind of love that approach, because when we start this conversation, I was trying to think, I'm like, well, how do we even begin this? Because it's kind of unprovoked. Like, it'd be one thing if y'all were kind of in the middle of a conversation and you're like, I'm not really sure how to respond to this. But I think if we just kind of like come out swinging and in a way that feels, to me, it feels a little sarcastic to be like, you think I'm fat or something? But also like very much getting us to the point of we need this narrative to end of us losing weight together if it's just something you want to do.
She literally opened this conversation by saying she's trying to avoid the drama.
Yeah.
that's why I want to hear a little more, because.
Okay. Yeah. Vito, you want to avoid the drama? You're on air with a radio show. Okay. If you wanted to avoid the drama, you would be calling your therapist.
So like, I'm not agreeing with Julianne's friend and how she's
he's pressuring her. I think she's out of pocket for doing it. But if she wants to salvage this relationship and try to get to the bottom of it, I'm worried that by coming out hot like that, even if it's, you know, kind of tongue in cheek or whatever, it's going to like get her on the defensive, and it's not going to be received well, and we're not going to get the result we're looking for.
And, you know, it may not be that she wants you to lose weight. It may be that she's afraid of failing herself and needs a support system and is turning to you as the support system. So I think if we go in being like, hey, I don't want to do this with you, but I'm happy to do stuff with you. I can send you healthy recipes. I'm happy to go on walks with you and be a support system for your friend. If that's something you're willing to do, that might be the way to do it.
Or to swing the pendulum on the completely opposite side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is true. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. What if she's looking for a duff for the gym to make herself feel better?
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay.
Escalated quickly now,
yes,
didn't
it? Did. Yes, it did.
I think there's a kind way to do this. There really is. And I think it has something to do. You know, we'll come back and we'll start texting. But I think it's something like, hey, I've been chewing on this. sorry, that's the cliche.
Oh,
that's
a,
sorry.
Mulling it over.
That wasn't it, mulling it over.
Thinking about it. That's probably, ruminating on it. Contemplating.
Pondering. You know what? Let me rephrase it. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. All right, we'll start texting to you then.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Maturity is healthy. It's just no fun.
Burt, Kristen, Mo, and Abby on The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting, or at least helping Julianne text her best friend. Her best friend has a New Year's resolution. She wants to lose some weight. She has recruited Julianne in this New Year's resolution. Julianne loves her body. She's fine with it. She doesn't want it. But her best friend keeps coming at her going, you should want to do this, which is really implying, like, I'm looking at you. I see that you're overweight.
You should want to do this with
me. You should want to do this for yourself, which is really, really insulting.
It is.
But I do think that there is a way to do this in a kind way. And I think to start it by just saying that, hey, I have been mulling over your suggestion. And I want to let you know that this is really not my journey at this point. And then adding what Cassie did a couple of minutes ago. But if you need my help in any way, I'm glad to help you out.
What if we use the whole intent versus impact, okay? What if we are like, listen, I know your intent is not to make me feel like I'm overweight. However, you constantly asking me to join your New Year's resolution has impacted me in a way that has me self-conscious about my body.
That's good.
That's great.
I think there are three tiers of approach to this. Honestly, if I were in this situation, I would start with exactly what Bert just said. Like, hey, it's not my journey, but I want to support you. I'm here. And then if she fires back, you should really do it. Then we go with Kristen's, hey, intent versus impact. You're making me feel this way. And she pushes again, go with me and Abby's. Burn the fat house down.
Okay.
Don't you be fat shaming my friend Julianne. How about this? I've been mulling over the offer to be a part of your New Year's resolution. Okay. We're going to be very, very just direct. While I love this for you, this is not my journey.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me the hell alone.
Bye. But be like, you still have my full support.
Yeah.
Because we do. We love this for her.
Yeah.
We love this journey for her. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important.
But it's not yours.
Yeah, and I think it's important to offer her support. Mm-hmm. And you tell me how I can help you, and I will be there for you. That's what a best friend does.
Yep. Good. Send?
I think so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send it. All right. Send.
Yeah. I spent an hour looking at cakes yesterday. Where?
For your new baby?
Online.
For my new baby. I'm having a baby shower for my kitten.
You are?
Are you kidding me?
I'm having a sip.
Are you kidding me?
I'm having a... That's what the invitation says.
Oh, my God.
That's what the invitation says.
Listen to me, Abby.
It's a sip and see so people can come. So my cat can get socialized because it is important during the certain development stages that they're exposed to a certain amount of people so they don't develop a fear of humans so that as she grows, I don't have to be like, sorry, my cat's going to bite you. Okay.
You are truly going to be single forever.
No,
this is amazing. Are you kidding?
I was really pulling for you.
I was on your team, too.
Okay, I love this for you.
Great. It's going to be so cute.
I love this for us. Please do a registry.
Okay. Oh, yes.
No, that's too much.
No, it is not.
That's too much.
The whole thing is too much.
The whole thing.
You have to do it.
Listen, hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Julianne has something to say.
Sorry, Julie. No, we're making Julianne hold.
I love the idea of a cat.
Yeah. I am a true Southern woman. I will not show up at any sip and see baby kitten shower, whatever, without a gift. You need to do a registry.
I will make a registry and I will reveal it next week on The Burt Show.
Julianne, what did she say?
She said, I thought 2025 was the year we were both going to, and in quotes, be our best selves.
What?
This is the year of self-improvement, exclamation point.
I think you say, like, my definition of self-improvement and your definition of self-improvement are different.
So my definition of self-improvement is a little different from yours, but I would still love to support you in your goal.
I think we also have to sort of draw a line immediately and say, like, I really don't, something about, like, I don't want to continue this conversation because this can go on and on and on and on and on. And I think that she needs to say, like, I am very, something about being firm in her decision. So how can I help you?
Ooh, yeah.
But you say what Bert said in the beginning are different, are, you know, looked.
My definition of self-improvement is a little, is different.
Looks
from
different.
Yours.
Or what if we just be more direct?
Different.
What if we're just more direct and we just say, I don't want to lose any weight?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, because then you can't beat around the bush. It's just, I do not want to lose weight.
You say that and then at the end put, listen, you do you, I'll do me.
Ooh.
Boom, okay. That's it.
And I don't have no interest. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I don't really fault your friend, and I don't think she's being mean. It's so ingrained into us, this want to lose weight or this need to lose weight no matter what size you are. I mean, I know women who I would love to look like who are conventionally thin who still want to lose weight. And so it is an alien foreign concept to find a woman who's like, no, I'm good with my body. I don't really want to do that. And it just does not occur to people.
It doesn't compute.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have my definition of self-improvement looks different from yours. I have no interest in losing weight. You do you and I'll do me.
I like it.
Send it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Send.
Okay.
Send.
So it's a whisker warming party.
Oh, cute.
Just so you know that you can never tell a man any of this.
Listen, men aren't talking to me. I might as well live my life the way I want to live it.
So it'll play itself out.
It's going to be consistent.
Herbert, if a man can't handle her at her worst, he doesn't deserve her at her best. Now listen.
First, you need to see her best.
I am so here for this. I am so on board. When are the invitations going out? Will you have Claritin at the door for those of us who are allergic?
Are you allergic to cats?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, so much.
Yeah,
but I would come.
You can do lines outside.
Perfect.
Score a line of Claritin.
I'll have EpiPens on the counter.
If you could have just a box of Claritin, that would be amazing for those of us who are allergic.
BYOC, girl.
Bring your own Claritin?
Yeah, you're not going to show up to her. Like, you go to a baby shower, and then you're like, can you please, I'm allergic to babies, provide something so I can look at the baby.
I think as the host, I would do that for those that I know are allergic to babies.
I do think you have to accommodate both thought. People that
we're
are going to
go.
Claritin and Benadryl?
No,
the people
two.
That are going in. That are actually showing up to this thing.
One, two.
All two people that are going to show up at your apartment for this party.
You guys and my mom.
Yeah, my mom's not coming.
All right. Julian, what do you got, Julian?
All right. It's very interesting. Totally. Muscle weighs more than fat. I'm focusing on weight training. Let's do this.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. No. Now we go into phase two, which was Kristen's idea of like intent versus impact. I would say something like, hey, girl, I love this for you.
I don't want to make any changes to my body. Period.
Yeah.
I would honestly put period. With the T on the end, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spell it out.
That's it.
And then at the end, please stop asking me.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now read what you have, Julianne.
Me. I don't want to make any changes in my body this year. That's not my goal. Period. With a T. Please stop asking me.
Well, I was about to say, as my friend.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah. No. Or maybe
I did like as my friend. As my friend, please stop asking me.
Yeah, as my friend, please stop asking me.
There
That's
we go.
Right. As my friend.
How about we end with a L-Y-L-A-S?
Love you like a sister. Like
oh,
you.
Yes. Aw.
I think that's nice. That takes the edge off a little.
Yes.
So I have, I don't want to make any changes in my body this year. That's not my goal, period. As my friends, please stop asking me. L-Y-L-A-S.
Boom.
Boom. Okay. Send. Great. Back to the cat.
Let me send you to your invitations. I did Evites because I'm cheap.
No, of course. That's what you do.
I'm so excited for this.
Here we go.
My mind is racing.
I'm sending you your Zazzle pink kitten girl birthday invitation.
You know you're a busy person, right? Got a kid and a career and everything.
This is important to Abby.
This is my friend.
And so it's important to us.
And my friend has a new heartbeat in her house, and I want to support her. Mm-hmm. What if I had a fish warming party?
A fish warming, a tank warming party.
I would never.
That would end in dinner.
Hey, yo.
That was good.
Very Julianne, well, you're invited to all the parties.
Oh, what are you serving that's like cat themed?
Oh, so I'm getting little
your
cat.
Your fish.
I'm getting little cat macarons, so there will be little cat, like, macarons with little cat whiskers on them, and little cake pops, and I was looking for a cake from Publix, because Publix has the best cake.
They do.
And you can get those little Amazon things that you can stick in them to make it look like a giant cat head.
Yes.
There will be rosé, okay. There will be tea, there will be coffee, and overall female friendship.
So cute.
And felines.
Speaking of female friendship, I've got a response.
Okay.
It says, okay, I'm just looking out for you. I don't want you to have any regrets by December.
Okay, thank you.
Just
okay.
Let it go. Just,
no, This is a line that's been crossed, and I think it's time to let her know she's being hurtful.
Yeah.
Or maybe not hurtful, but she's crossing a line.
Yeah, but I do feel like this has everything to do with her and not Julianne, because sure. She's like, you don't want to do it with me. Like, I have friends that feel like they always have to do something with somebody, and I think she's seeing this really scary thing she has ahead of her for the next year, and she's like, oh my God, I'm losing my comfort person. What can I do to convince her to change her mind?
I would say, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It did hurt my feelings, you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Please respect my privacy at this time.
I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that. I like my body the way it is, but I still support you in your goals. If you want to do that.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I wouldn't blame you for being deuces.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? Maybe, no. That might be where your friend's getting it twisted by you saying you support her, like you're going to go with her. So I would say, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that. I like my body for how it is and don't want to change it. Done.
Mm-hmm. I even would say, that hurt my feelings, period. I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I like my body the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. I don't think she's going to get it, but that's good.
This was a text between guys.
That really hurt my feelings, yeah.
Hey, yo, bro, I'm not doing it.
It would just be, hey, fat ass. You want to join me? I mean, I'm going to try to lose some weight this year, and clearly you put some on. Do you want to join me? And you go,
nah, bro, I'm all good.
That's it. Or absolutely not, and it's over.
That's it.
All right, you guys, I just got my invitation to the Kitten Sip and See from Abby. It has this adorable picture of a kitten on it.
Meow.
And it goes, are you kidding me, right meow?
Oh, boy.
Right meow. I want to go home.
Mo loves it secretly.
He totally wants to come.
No.
It gets better.
Okay.
It gets better. It says, Betty is finally home. Let's party.
I've never felt more out of place in my own studio in 20 something years.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't wait for the registrar. It's coming out. This is a sophisticated event, Bert. We're not going to do the cat litter cake, so don't even suggest it.
What is a cat litter cake?
Google it.
Have them?
Yes. Well, no, it's like it's a cake that you can eat, but it looks like cat litter with doo-doo on it.
Absolutely. What the hell, man?
So this is not the first time this has ever happened in the history of...
Oh, I'm sure it's not. Not according to Pinterest.
Really?
Julianne got a response. Oh, what do you got, Julianne?
So it was on like the three dots of typing for a while, and then it just came out with a thumbs up emoji.
Oh. Wow.
She mad.
She big mad.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or back. Thumbs up or thumbs up.
If she's successful, maybe she'll be littler mad.
And take the high road, girl. Don't respond.
Yeah, that's it.
You stood your ground. I mean, trust me, I want to burn the village. But
or what if we respond back with love you, comma, thank you for understanding? Because she threw a thumbs up.
Yeah.
She understood. Let's do that.
Is her thumb emoji a little thicker than your thumb emoji?
Now,
not as an anger thumb emoji, but as a, okay, cool, I hear you.
You need
we'll
to
pretend that that's what it is.
You need to send her something later to keep the peace, okay? So you're going to send a gift to her house with a sweet little note that says, still love you. Hope you're going to do great on your goals for this year. Just type in this URL, crumbl.com, and send her some crumble cookies just to help her on her journey.
Beautiful. Yes.
She'll get over this. She's going to get over this. She's a little upset right now.
Yeah.
She'll get over it.
Yep. She'll get over it.
She'll
Our work is done here.
Yep.
I have a potty to plan, so if we could get out of here.
Now I want you to stay on the line.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever
to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Julianne, see you now.
All right, thank you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
The chemistry is always delicate on a morning show. Always got to be real careful about what we debate. And I'm a little bit nervous this morning because the tension is thick in here as we prepare for a debate on the greatest boy band of all time.
Bum, bum, bum! We're going to go head to head to head to head to head.
That's a lot of head.
Yeah.
That's a good night. That's all I'm saying. All right, so this all started because Ranker decided they were going to rank their best boy bands of all time. And clearly Ranker did this knowing it was going to gain traction and stupid morning shows were going to debate this over and over and over again.
Well, I think the way Ranker works is people can go and can, like, upvote or downvote things.
Well, the people are stupid, I think. Or maybe they are not.
Maybe.
Okay, so the five that we are going to debate today are New Kids on the Block.
Woo!
Which will be represented by...
Kristen!
NSYNC!
Woo! Woo!
Cassie,
representing NSYNC. Jackson 5.
Shimon.
That's Tommy, by the
way. That's Tommy. One Direction.
Pip Pip Cheerio. Because
they're British.
And Boys to Men.
Grown ass men. Let's get it.
Is it a grown ass man band?
Yes. Yes,
all
it
right.
is.
Now, I don't have a dog in this fight at all. I'm going to play sort of the point guard in this whole thing.
Well, tell everybody.
I came with the statistics.
Yeah. Tell everybody where our beloved boy bands fell, and none of those boy bands took the number one spot. I was just shocked.
To go to like Hanson or something?
Backstreet Boys has the number one
spot. Number one. NSYNC was number two.
Yeah, boy.
New Kids on the Block, three.
Blasphemous.
One Direction, four.
Crazy.
Boys to Men, five.
Disgusting.
Jackson, five. Number six.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, I see why they call it Ranker, because that list is rank.
If Backstreet Boys are the best boy band, how do we not have a Backstreet Boys stan in this studio?
I probably should have just taken that. I just don't feel passionate about it.
Yeah. Even though Brian Littrell is literally one of your friends.
I know. You know, but as far as like his music goes, I don't have the same passion you guys do. Now, on this list, I never even heard of Westlife.
Oh, yeah. Westlife's great. I'm being serious.
And the crowd goes mild.
Name two songs.
Oh, my God. I can't. Yeah. I can't. But they're Irish. I grew up in, my parents are British, so I would listen to Westlife on compilations and stuff. More Than Words is one of their big ones.
This was actually the very first time I had ever heard the name of that band. Jonas Brothers were eight, and Take That was nine. Okay, so here are the statistics. Even though we have no Backstreet Boys representation right now, here are the stats on Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys, best-selling boy band in history, selling over 100 million records. Okay, but I guess that definition of boy bands, we're going to have to debate later because that's not the highest number. Backstreet Boys are also one of the richest boy bands, estimated worth of $210 million. Oof. But they don't count.
Yeah, but you got to split it between five.
Right. Are they really happy?
Four.
All right, so then we'll go into One Direction. Okay, the stats on One Direction. As of 2020, One Direction has sold...
Don't do that because we have stats in our...
Yeah, man.
We're breaking stuff down as we...
defend the honor of our boy bands.
And then at this point, I'll back out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Is this where I take control?
Yes, so Abby is going first, defending the honor of One Direction, who she believes should have been the number one boy band.
Okay, One Direction. They're not just a boy band. They're a cultural phenomenon that redefined pop music for a generation, my generation, to be specific. It's not just the music. It's the bond they formed with their fans. We got to see them from Infinity Scarves to riches. They were on the X Factor and had a comeback story we could all root for. Five boys who were going to be sent home to middle of nowhere England, only for at the last minute to form a boy band that would take the world by storm. It wasn't just a band, it was a movement. They brought their fans into their world through social media. I'm assuming the first band to do so, breaking down barriers between artists and listeners and allowing the fans to have inside jokes with each other that fostered female friendship through the guise of pubescent hormones. From being afraid of spoons to loving carrots to even shipping two of the members together, there were many of moments to be had throughout watching their vlogs. And it wasn't just their social media presence, it was their actual music presence. And we got to follow the storylines, like in Perfect, where Harry Styles sung about hooking up with Taylor Swift in a hotel room. So not only are there songs about celebrity love, there's also music about waking up with a certain type of excitement. No control. And we had no control with our wallets. They sold over 70 million records, sold out stadium tours, and won countless awards. They even had five successful solo acts. Zayn Malik, Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Louis Tomlinson, and Liam all had some kind of success after ending the band, whether it be a global hit single, a massive tour, a Grammy, or just dedicated followings. One Direction, their direction was straight to the top.
And there is your sound clip. There it is there right it there.
They can't be that great because one of them tried to hook up with Kristen.
Oh!
I think that puts them on a different level.
It does.
Yeah. It's true.
That female friendship. Remember they told you to shove a cactus up your butt?
Yeah, I do. I do. And that I was a granny and I was shooting out. Yeah, I remember all that. Very well.
We're not ranking the fandom. No. We're ranking the bands.
Correct.
All right, who would like to go next?
I will go next for NSYNC. JC, Joey, Lance, Chris, and Justin busted onto the scene in the late 90s, and their unparalleled vocal harmonies, infectious energy, and iconic choreography redefined pop music and made NSYNC the best boy band of all time. And I'll prove it in 5 points. Point one, versatility. NSYNC didn't just excel in the pop world. They expanded their musical range with tracks that blended R&B. Have you heard their cover of Johnny Camp's Just Got Paid?
Just got paid.
Just got paid.
Friday night.
Oh, no.
Rap. Enter TLC's Lisa Left Eye Lopez. You cannot interrupt.
I'm sorry, Cass. I'm sorry.
Rap. Enter TLC's Lisa Left Eye Lopez in Space Cowboy.
Ready or not, make it hot. Ain't no question. Get in sync and put your head to the sky.
Dance and even a bit of rock, making their sound more dynamic and ahead of its time. Point two, choreography. NSYNC's dance skills are unmatched. They brought a level of precision, innovation, and energy to their performances that set them apart. Point three, record breaking. NSYNC broke multiple records, including top selling boy band album, biggest first week of sales for a pop album. Hello, No Strings Attached. You may remember this song. Most consecutive number ones for a boy band, among others, all which helped them achieve a level of chart dominance. Point four, vocals. NSYNC's sound was more about blending different vocal ranges and harmony, which made their music stand out in terms of vocal complexity. In fact, their skill is so advanced that in addition to their own tracks, they were able to successfully cover a range of artists like Michael Jackson, Beach Boys, Bing Crosby, and Nat King Cole. Point five, legacy. NSYNC's legacy of their influence on pop music and culture is undeniable, and it can still be seen today in how pop groups structure their sound and their performances. In fact, not only do many boy bands that came after, like One Direction, actually cite NSYNC as a major influence, artists like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Halsey, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce have all spoken about listening to NSYNC and commented on their influence. Other boy bands, while incredibly successful and they have undeniable influence, still didn't have the same cultural and industry-shifting impact as NSYNC and their long-lasting impact on pop culture. NSYNC wasn't just a boy band, they were a global phenomenon. 70 million albums, multiple awards, Grammys, their music transcended borders, and their legacy continues to inspire.
inspire artists and fans alike. So when you're talking about the best boy band of all time, remember. It's gonna be
me. Oh, I see what you did my there. Case. I see what you did there. And you're out of breath.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that happens a lot.
Mo?
Boys to Men, the only boy band to actually watch and become men at some point. The rest of these boys have still remained boys. Often considered the best boy band ever due to their exceptional vocal harmonies. I believe that to be a fact. They have a signature a cappella style and intricate harmonies that they introduce to the game because you can literally take the band on a stage, on a corner, in a booth. It doesn't matter. They sound just the same. And I do believe that their vocal range is really widely why they are recognized as unmatched in the boy band scene. When you look at the crossover appeal, they successfully brought R&B music to a wider audience. I don't think any of the other boy bands literally brought whatever genre they are in to an audience. That audience was already there. They capitalized on it. Boys to Men literally brought R&B into people's ears who had no idea what R&B was.
Did you say a wider audience or a whiter audience?
Either one would work. Right? The answer is yes. Soulful voices that makes them popular across their genres. You can argue that the Jackson 5 might have been as soulful as Boys to Men, but the Jackson 5 also needed an additional member to do that and the greatest pop singer of all time. Boys to Men did not because each member of the group holds just as much weight and there's not as nearly as much as a drop off with the rest like the Jackson 5. Achieving mainstream crossover success with their soulful sound and their cultural impact is unmatched. Their music dominated the charts in the 90s with obviously like iconic hits one after another. Water Runs Dry, I'll Make Love to You, Bended Knee. A lot of us are here because of I'll Make Love to You. Okay? A song for Mama. Boys to Men gave you the first song that you can sing to your mother on Mother's Day. These other boy bands didn't do that. One Sweet Day with the great Mariah Carey, which sat on the number one on the charts for 16 weeks. These other boy bands can't really keep up with the likes of someone like Mariah Carey, but Boys to Men was able to do it because of how great they really are. If you ask any, and I do mean any, black group that came after Boys to Men, they will all unanimously tell you that they got their cultural impact from and influence from Boys to Men, not Jackson 5. Ooh. Much as I love Michael, it's just the truth. Many contemporary R&B artists and boy bands that are out there were all inspired by Boys to Men because of their vocal style and, of course, their songwriting. So as great as these other bands are and the journeys that they may have traveled to get to where you guys love them for, this is the end of the road. Y'all ain't got one of those.
Dang.
Boys to Men is the greatest boy band of all time.
Next up, it is really, really going to get passionate because Tommy here is just waiting and waiting and waiting to back the Jackson 5. We will do it next on The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, so we're talking about the best boy bands of all time. The debate is between a couple of different bands. We've already covered NSYNC and One Direction and Boys to Men. Let's go with Jackson 5 now.
I had to call in a professional. I'm bringing a doctor into the picture. I consulted with Dr. Google, and I asked, what was the first boy band? And Dr. Google said, the term boy band wasn't commonly used in the 1960s and 70s, but some would say that the Jackson 5 are the originators of the boy band. The OGs, if you will. There would be no Backstreet Boys, no NSYNC, no NKOTB, no Boys to Men, no New Edition, 98 Degrees, One Direction, Joe Bros, BTS. I could go on. But let's talk about the hits. Backstreet Boys, how many number one singles did they have?
Hold on, I can answer that.
Zero.
Oh, oops.
Zero.
So can Tommy.
They might have sold a bunch of albums, but they didn't have any number one singles.
Is that true?
Yes.
Really?
NSYNC, number one singles. How many did they have? One. One number one single. They went to the top of the charts once. It's going to be me, and that's only going to be your number one hit. NKOTB, number one singles. They had three. I'll Be Loving You Forever, Hanging Tough, Step by Step, One Direction. Now, they stepped it up. They had four number one singles.
Yeah, they did.
Boys to Men also had four number one singles.
Five.
Plus.
Five.
Mo, calm down. Four with just Boys to Men. The fifth was With the Help of Mariah Carey.
It counts.
One Sweet Day. I am counting that.
Okay.
But the Jackson 5, out of the gate, still a record held by a boy band, four number one songs debuting. The first one, 1969. Yes, I said 69. I want you back. Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Jackie, they weren't having it with just one, so they broke ABC. And coming up in third, their third number one, The Love You Save. Bert was singing it this morning just a few minutes ago. And then a classic remade by Mariah Carey, I'll Be There.
Just look over your shoulders, honey.
But not just the four number one songs debuting. 17 top 40 singles. I'm talking old school hits. Mama's Pearl, Never Can't Say Goodbye, Dancing Machine. Jackson 5 had records you'd cut out of the box on alphabets and play on a record player. Then Jermaine left the group. Little brother Randy came to the group. They became the Jacksons. Six more top 40 singles. Enjoy Yourself, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground, Lovely One, Heartbreak Hotel, Can You Feel It, State of Shock with Mick Jagger. And then the 1984 Victory Tour, which at the time was the highest grossing tour of all time. Sure, Taylor Swift Eras Tour is now that, but it took her 149 shows. It took them a third of that. 55 concerts, top grossing tour of all time, and the Jackson 5 spawned the biggest pop star to ever walk the planet Earth. I am talking about MJ, Michael Jackson. And how many of your boy bands have a major motion picture coming out this year? Oh yeah, none. October 3rd, the movie Michael will be coming worldwide to theaters, and people will flock to the theaters to see Michael Jackson. And they'll see from the time he was a kid in the Jackson 5 to the time he unfortunately OD'd on some whatever he took. So I rest my case, and now I'll moonwalk across the finish line in first place.
Wow. Clearly, Tommy has done nothing for the last 24 hours.
Well
presented, friend. Well presented.
Whew, I'm dizzy.
Even though it did rely on different boy bands and Michael Jackson pretty heavily.
So there were the Jackson 5. And now, Kristen.
Pushes the chair out of the way, standing up.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Do-do-do-do. May it please the court of opinion, ladies and gentlemen, it goes without saying that New Kids on the Block is the greatest boy band of all time. It was January 13th, 1990. It was a cold winter night in Lexington, Kentucky. New Kids on the Block was performing at Rupp Arena. Was 10-year-old Kristen there? No, she wasn't allowed to go. But she was at Michelle Duprell's house to watch the concert live on pay-per-view. Did she weep because she was not there to scream her little head off? Yes, yes, she did. My love for NKOTB spans 35 years, as does their illustrious career. New Kids on on the Block has sold over 80 million records worldwide. That's more than Boyz II Men. That's more than NSYNC. That's more than One Direction. And don't get me started on the merchandise. I had a Donnie Wahlberg doll with an actual rat tail. Did any of your boy bands have dolls with rat tails? Exactly. I've also met my boy band idols several times, and they are even more glorious in person. Kind souls who hug and kiss their fans, sometimes on the mouth. For their love is as deep as the love of the Blockheads. In 2015, when I saw NKOTB at Phillips Arena, Jordan Knight walked up to me in the crowd and gave me the most beautiful, spectacular embrace as this song played during the encore. Tell me about your hug. Oh, wait, you can't. New Kids on the Block walked so NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and One Direction could run. They paved the way for the boy bands you know and love today. But I digress. I only have one more thing to say. Please welcome to the Burt Show, from the New Kids on the Block, Joey McIntyre. We had a phone call lined up with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. He was supposed to call and have my back. Oh. This was my favorite New Kids on the Block member. I had a pillowcase with his face on it that I slept with every night. I also had a Walkman that I would listen to every single night, and I put this cassette in, and this is the song that would put me to sleep every single night. A new PD here at our station. I hit up Leslie and I'm like, hey, this is a Hail Mary. Could you get a member of New Kids on the Block on? And she goes, yeah, I actually have a friend who knows Joey and I should be able to get him on. Lost my mind. We're going back and forth, trying to set up the time. Joey McIntyre is going to call into the Burt Show. Tommy gave him the hotline because, you know, he's West Coast time. So we pushed it. I kid you not. As we began recording this break, we got an email from our PD that says, guys, Joe's caught up in the fires in LA and may have to evacuate. He's unable to call in. Sorry.
Well, you know why Niall, Harry, Louis, and the other one couldn't call in? Because they're big stars.
And the other one.
Well, there's also another reason why one couldn't call in.
Hey, that's not.
Rebecca, man.
Niall, Harry, Louis, and Zane. Sorry, it slipped my mind. Zane. Forgot about Zane.
Can I tell you how much of a lucky break this was for me over the course of the last 30 seconds? As I was reading through these emails, I thought Joey Fatone was calling.
Are you serious?
I would introduce him as Joey Fatone.
Oh, no.
I swear.
You would not introduce him because I was introcing him, but you'd have gotten
that. Thank you, Lord.
I would have screamed my head off.
Enough every part of the day.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you don't know which group Joey Fatone was in, though, right?
Yes, he was in NSYNC.
Yes. So that's how that was supposed to end, but unfortunately, Joey is looking out for his family and his home.
Hey, the Burt Show. When we do Burt Show bets here, they have to be intriguing enough that even if you guys aren't going to be there for the payoff, you want to know what happened because the stakes are so high. And I think we are delivering on this because the loser here is going to have to do stand-up comedy for the very first time. In front of people with content material that is not their own.
That is correct. And it's all going to happen at our improv night that we are doing at Dad's Garage on January 23rd. You can get your tickets at dadsgarage.com.
That's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be a total and complete train wreck. Probably.
If you want to watch an S show, that's where you need to be that Thursday night.
All right. Now, get those tickets now because Dad's Garage is not a huge place.
Mm-mm.
They do great improv, good improv. The opposite of what we're going to be.
The fact that they approved us to come in and do this, I still don't understand, but we're doing it.
And the tickets are for Burt's Big Adventure. But anyway, before that even happens, let's talk about this bet going on. How did we even get into this?
Rebecca's just been talking us all over town, and I'm sick of it. But now, after she's had a couple weeks to mull it over, I think she's sweating a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would hope so. When that babushka, she's covered from head to toe.
Put some respect on my snood, please.
All right, so Mikey, what's she talking to us about?
She's saying that she's better at ping pong than me, and I think that's complete injuncture.
How? Injuncture?
Excuse me?
I don't think that's it. I threw it out.
Injustice?
I got caught.
That's completely false?
Yeah, not true. Not true is another way to put it.
Where were you guys when this even came up and the initial verbal offense happened to you?
I think it happened because one night the youth group was kind of trying to decide where to go. And I always want to go to this one bar that has ping pong because I really like to play ping pong.
It has a ping pong table.
Literally a.
Yes. And I didn't even like, I wasn't bragging about my ping pong skills. I think all I said was, I like to play ping pong. And Mikey immediately took that as a threat and a challenge.
Not true.
And then, so now we
complete injuncture.
That's a court order. It's not a thing here. So now it got brought up on the show, and then the bet was born on the show that you two are going to battle it out in one ping pong match, and whoever loses has to stand up and do a 5-minute comedy set. Was it 5 minutes?
Is it 5 minutes now? Oh, it was going to be 3 minutes.
Oh, 3. Okay,
that's,
yeah.
But that might even be too much still. Yeah, isn't 3 minutes a lot?
Three or five. Yeah. It's going to be a long time.
All right, so a 3-minute comedy set, but it's not stuff you have written. It's stuff the other person wrote for you.
That's correct.
Now, here's where I think it really, really gets tricky here. Because the stand-up comedy, and maybe there's some room for wiggle room here, is that 3 minutes of stand-up comedy, I'm assuming, is really, really difficult. I'm too much of a chicken to even try it.
It doesn't seem like it, but when you're on stage and you're actually trying to come up with some jokes for people to laugh, 3 minutes is going to feel like a while.
So is it the better piece of entertainment for them to write it and have them perform it beforehand? Because I think the rules apply now, it's they're seeing it right before they go on stage, and I think that's just made for failure.
Disaster.
And I don't think it's going to be entertaining.
You know what? I agree with you. I don't think we don't want failure. We do want high levels of embarrassment, but not failure. So I actually think it's better whoever loses, you get to write your own stand-up comedy. You get to practice it and you get to deliver it.
That's worse.
It could be one writing for the other. They just get to see it in advance.
That's better. I like that.
I actually think it could be really funny to do it on the spot. One of my favorite segments is the end of the year for SNL for Weekend Update. You know, when Michael Che and Colin Jost write. I mean, and maybe they're acting in the sense that, oh, I've never seen this before. But it always comes off more funny because they seem surprised by the joke.
Mm-hmm. And if the audience that's there knows that one of you wrote for the others and you're saying their words, that will be funny. Yeah. I think you might be right.
All right. Yeah. Let's stick to the original plan.
Okay.
But there are a lot of ground rules to lay out for the actual game of ping pong.
Oh.
Okay. We didn't get to this the first time, but
this is Wimbledon?
Yes. I want some rules here.
All right.
Number
Institute
one.
Institute the injunction.
Number one injunction is
Wimbledon.
What kind of paddle are we allowed to use? There's foam, there's rubber, and then there's rubber dots.
Wow. Where are you guys doing this?
We're playing at Jackson's parents' house, so I would rule whatever they have.
Can I bring my own paddle?
No.
No.
It has to be an even playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, whatever there are ping pong paddles? Who are you?
A guy with a ping pong table?
I say yes, you can bring your own ping pong paddle, but you also let Rebecca know what kind it is in case she wants. So she can choose. Okay. You can either use that paddle or you can use the paddle at Jackson's parents' house.
If you're that much better than she is, why do you need your own custom-made paddle?
I like some ground rules. I don't want to be called a cheater and I don't want to get cheated.
You better not lose having a custom paddle.
She could walk in there with like the most a custom-made designed paddle, and if you're that much better than you say she is, it's not going to help her score points.
Bert, you don't know the difference between rubber and foam. Big deal.
What do you know?
Okay. All right.
Number two, serving. Is there a guideline for how high the serve has to go, or can we serve however we want?
Are we going to need like a referee?
Okay, here are the rules. Here are the rules to this ping pong. It's like if you went to a fraternity house and there was a ping pong table in the back and you just start playing ping pong. Right. There are no rules. Guys, just go in there and play ping pong.
I think if you're going to do it like this, I don't think you can play at Jackson's parents' house. I think you need to go to the Atlanta, Georgia Table Tennis Association.
Oh, damn. Now it's really good.
And play on their courts, which they have courts that you can play on.
We don't really have to complicate this thing. I think we do this a lot where we complicate it so much. There have to be rules. This is not the Olympics. It's not Wimbledon.
It's Pimbledon.
Just go in there and play ping pong.
What is the
winning score?
I think it's 2 out of 3, 21.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Games of 21.
We're agreeing to that?
I'm in.
There it is.
Yeah, all right,
do you have to win by 2 for 21, or is it just...
Yes, okay. 1 by 2. See, okay. There are ground rules that need to be created here.
I don't think we need to complicate it on like how high the serve needs are. Just go in there and play ping pong.
I've played a guy who... He was so upset that I wasn't serving high enough. And so I don't want to run into that kind of issue. I don't know if she's a professional.
Does she look like she's the kind of... In this particular moment, does she look like the kind of woman that's going to complain about that?
She's a hustler, you can tell. She's putting on this innocent facade.
So when is the game taking place?
Yep. Should be today if we're able to get over there.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to play some ping pong at Jackson's parents' house.
So when you come in on Monday morning, we will know who will be doing the stand-up. When we do the Dad's Garage Improv.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Once again, the details on the improv, get your tickets now.
Yep. So it's going to be Thursday, January 23rd. We're going to be doing improv on stage. Tickets are $25. All the money going to Bert's Big Adventure. Go to dadsgarage.com to snag your tickets.
Hey, the Bert Show. Moro Casino.
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.